Yes, Saturday night is for lovin', and Saturday night is for glovin' here. on WMFO. I am... hold on, we're having technical difficulties. I am not hearing you. Are we sure that's mic 2?
I don't know.
What's it say on the mic itself?
Mic 2. Why don't you do your thing, and I'll see what I can figure out.
Okay, cool. Because you are turned up, but we're not hearing it. Okay. So anyway, you are listening to... you're listening to Classic Rock Mine on 91.5 WMFO. We are experiencing some technical difficulties in the studio tonight. We are broadcasting, but within the studio, we're having monitor issues, and now there appear to be microphone issues. But hang in there. Tonight, we are playing obscure classic rock by bands who share a name. So if you traveled the world of classic rock during the classic rock eras, you would come across some similar names in the U.S. and in other countries that were doing classic rock. There were groups called the Spiders, there were groups called Armageddon, there were groups called Plus. Who knew? I did, and now you will. So let's get things going, and I will play something, and then while it's playing, we'll try to remedy our technical difficulties. And we will properly introduce my guest once we can hear him. So we are going to go to Japan. We're starting off the show in Japan with a band called The Spiders. One of two bands called The Spiders we will hear tonight. I'm sure there's more from the era, but you know, I'm only one man and I only have so much time. But anyway, as I will say many times over the course of this program, dig it and dig it deep. Okay, how cool was that, gang?
That was way cool. Nothing.
All right.
We got nothing.
We got a whole lot of nothing. Still not getting the second mic on. All right, let's, hold on. We're going to try something else. Okay, let's do this. And see if that, nope, wait. Hold on there. Boop. Okay, I'm frantically trying to do stuff here. And no, it does not, that does not want to go. All right, yeah, we're having all kinds of technical issues, gang. I'm sorry. So that was the Spiders from Japan with a song called Dynamite. It's off a compilation called GS I Love You. GS standing for group sound, which is the term the Japanese came up with for post-British invasion rock. Before that, the instrumental sound, which the Spiders demonstrated right there, was called eleki, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, for electric guitar. Basically, after the war, they heard the Ventures through Armed Forces Radio and that kind of thing, and they all went nuts for instrumental guitar music, which language was not an issue, so they could just like imitate the great guitar sounds they were hearing. And after eleki, the Beatles broke, and they were like, oh my God, we need vocals. So it became group sound.
So I know that Hendrix made a huge impact overseas, and it would be amazing if the Beatles were not as enormous over there as they were over here. This is the first that I've heard of the Lecky.
Yeah, E. Lecky, apparently. And the term group sounds supposedly came up as an ad lib on a talk show. They had a musician guy on a talk show, and he's like, well, you know, now that there's vocals, what are you going to call it? And the guy's like, I don't know, group sound? And it stuck. So now the genre is known in musicology as the group sound. And yeah, I still don't have a mic working here. Dang, man. All right, so that was the Spiders from Japan. Now we are going to travel down to Mexico. That was the Spiders in Japan. I think that was 66. We're going down to Mexico 73 for the Spiders. So as I will say many times over the course of this evening, dig it once again and dig it deep once again.
Take it, can't take it. It's no joke, no, what people say, hey, to get their way. No, can't take it, and I can't stay no longer. No, I can't stay no longer. I've got no money, got no worries now. I've got no time, I've got no hurry. Take a time to play around with different things that I've found, and now I'm moving up so high above. I'm moving up. I'm living. I've got to say, you take it, you can't take it. It's no joke, no, what people say, hey, to get their way, no, can't take it, and I can't stay no longer. No, I can't stay no longer. Now I've got no time, I've got no hurries anyhow.
Okay, so that was the spiders from Mexico.
Are you talking about the spiders from Mars?
Hey, we can hear you.
We're talking guest, Ziggy Stardust and the spiders from Mars?
My guest, Borgo Pass, is with us, and he's on mic. Woo!
Woo!
One technical challenge
at a
met.
Time.
Yes.
Yeah, one at a time and one met. So we were talking, or you were talking about how the electric sound got to Japan, and then if I kind of only was half listening to you, which is mostly the case, but the electric sound kind of burned out, and,
yes,
and so they had to go for the vocal sound. Is that the story?
Yeah, basically, the electric guitar sound was all the rage.
The Eleki.
Right, and then the British invasion happened, and the bands needed vocals. So the vocal era became known as the group sound.
So Hendrix sold them on the Eleki, but then the Beatles stole everything.
Yeah, I think the Ventures more than Hendrix, because one, they were earlier, and two, they had that whole like surf guitar sound.
That's what it sounded like. What you just played us sounded more surfy than anything else.
Yeah. So
with the twang and the reverb.
Yeah, I mean, Hendrix would influence people later on, and he was certainly popular, and lots of people toured Japan back in the mid 60s and late 60s, like lots of Western bands. But yeah, so that was the Spiders. That was two bands called the Spiders. And it's such an organized show tonight, gang. We are now, where are we going now, Mikey?
Well, I kind of wanted to get in on the whole setup.
Oh, yeah. Get in on the setup, and I will do some housekeeping.
Well, no, I wanted to converse a little bit.
Yes, converse.
All right, so the premise for tonight's show is bands that have the same name?
Yes. From the classic rock era.
Okay, I had misunderstood. I thought it was going to be songs of the same name. And I was trying to come up with something beyond... Wait a minute, I'm going to get points for this one. Warning.
Oh, okay.
Warning by the Sabs, which I learned from listening to Classic Rock Mine, is actually a remake of... Or is there a different Warning song?
No, it's a remake of an Ainsley Dunbar retaliation song.
There you go. Yeah. But I guess that doesn't count because that remake is not really.
Yeah, but I mean, they sort of reinterpreted it too.
True.
So.
And Snowblind, I remember you telling us there was another song called Snowblind, at least two of them.
Yep.
Maybe even a third.
Yeah, and let's see, Evil Woman. There's a truckload of classic rock songs called Evil Woman.
Well, a lot of them out there.
I know it. Especially if you're a classic rocker. They just don't like you.
I was also thinking of ELO. I know you're a big ELO fan.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the big poster on the wall.
Of course. Who doesn't? And the 3D ship from Out of the Blue. Remember that?
I don't, but I'll play along and pretend that I remember that.
Yeah, the Out of the Blue double album, which came out in... I don't have... Google up. It was late 70s.
Yeah.
I think I was still in grade school.
Yeah.
Double album came with a cutout spaceship that sat on a pyramid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And, that's so uncool.
It was very cool. And everybody had it set up. Yeah. You know? Yeah. You brought your friends over and showed them.
Wow. Well, I was going to say ELO used to, if I'm not mistaken, they used to write songs with names that were the names of famous Beatles songs, but they were not that song. Like, didn't they have one called Something in the Way She Moves, but it wasn't that song? Or am I tripping right now?
I don't know. Both those things could be true.
Okay.
Both those things could be false. I had never heard that before. I know Jeff Lynne was a huge Beatles fan.
Yeah.
But I'd never heard that.
What would happen if the ELO spaceship got in a fight with the Boston spaceship?
It would be a sad day for pop rock music, I guess.
Didn't Journey have a spaceship, too? I think all three of them had spaceships.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right. Jefferson Starship?
Starship could come in and clean up.
Oh, that's another theme. Bands that had spaceships.
Bands that had spaceships. There's four right there.
That's their image.
All right, so I misunderstood. It's not that. It's actually band names that are the same. If I were not on Classic Rock Mine, I don't think I'd come up with a single one, but my guess is you've got a night full of them for us.
I do, and moving from the Spiders, we are going to Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'd think that's sort of a prime name for a classic rock band.
Yeah, or a metal band.
70, right. Yeah. So we have, we got a band from 1969 in the U.S.
Okay.
We have a band from 1970 in Germany.
Whoa.
And there was actually a band that Chris Relf from the Yardbirds formed in the early 70s in the U.K. called
Armageddon out of here.
Armageddon. So that's going to be our next set, and we're going to do that in chronological order. So the first band we're going to hear is these guys were from L.A. in 69. They cut an album, and I don't know what happened to them since then, but here is a little number that they liked to call Armageddon Theme. So let's listen. Maybe there's a concept in there. Maybe we can find some... you know, continuity between the three Armageddons.
Or maybe any cool Bible word gets into rock at some point.
There you go.
That's another theme for you, actually. Cool Bible words for band names or for albums or for song titles.
Cool.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We are getting ahead of ourselves.
Let's rock.
Excellent. Dig it. And dig it deep. This is Armageddon.
Come on again.
Three songs all by the band Armageddon.
Yes, that was Armageddon from the U.S. with Armageddon Theme from 69.
Armageddon Theme.
Armageddon from Germany with Round.
Round.
From 1970. That was the IOMI-inspired one.
Yeah, so Sabbath. Totally Sabbath.
And then the last was the U.K. Armageddon, yeah. Which Keith Relf from the Yardbirds formed.
Yeah.
And we heard Last Stand Before, and that was from 75.
Yeah. I'm going to say that the, even though it was entirely derivative, that the middle one took the laurels.
Oh, yeah, the German Armageddon?
Yeah.
Those guys rock.
It sounds pretty good. They're just doing Sabbath, but they did a very good version of Sabbath, and it's not downtuned.
Yeah.
So it actually is a little bit brighter than you would expect from a Sabbath jam.
And contemporary, 1970.
Really?
Yeah. So that's the same year that Sabbath broke. So,
really?
Yeah, they basically probably heard Sabbath and like, hey, we got to go in the studio.
That's interesting because they must have done it very fast unless Sabbath stole their sound, which I suppose is no.
Nah, I don't think that happened.
That's not what's going on.
No, because Sabbath actually started as a blues rock band called Earth.
Oh.
Like they would literally go out and do the 10 years after thing and like jam on blues riffs for 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, instead of doing like songs.
Wow. So their sound was quite unique. Well, you can't say that. Their sound was unique when it came out. So
oh, yeah.
If anybody else has that sound, I just assume that they're ripping off.
Well, that's a good assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So they do a good cover of it. You should just fess up. You should be like, we're a Sabbath cover band. This is what we do.
Yeah. But they
didn't.
Didn't. Because they're in Germany. You know, I mean.
Yeah. And that's why it was Armageddon for them.
Exactly. It was Armageddon, baby.
Did you see that Bruce Willis movie, Armageddon?
I did, actually.
Dreadful.
I don't know. Steve Buscemi's in it. He's kind of cool.
Well, that's true.
You know. But yes, a terrible. Oh, and What's-His-Face is in it.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah, the pretty boy who can't act his way out of a paper bag.
Oh, God. It's not Chin Guy, is it? Affleck?
Yeah, Ben
Jesus.
Affleck.
Oh,
yeah,
I hate that guy.
Yeah, he's
oh,
like,
my Lord, I hate him.
He's like dating Bruce Willis's daughter or something.
Yes, yeah, I'd forgotten. Yeah, yeah. I'd forgotten.
He's such a bad actor.
What is it about Affleck that just makes people despise him?
I don't know
the guy from Adam, but I feel like, I don't want to see anything that you're in. I want your Batman movies to fail. I want everything to crash hard. Didn't he direct Argo? He got an Academy Award. And I thought, I still hate you. I don't know why.
In Goodwill Hunting, he's okay. I mean, he's not acting. You know what I mean? He's playing like...
That's true.
A guy, like
that's
himself.
True. Yeah, that's true.
But he's also in Dazed and Confused. He's one of the bullies in that.
That I did not remember.
Oh, yeah. He plays a complete a-hole. And, you know, maybe he wasn't acting then.
Really? That's
know.
Ben Affleck, the guy who rips off his shirt and says, I'm a pothead.
No. He's the one who paddles the freshman mercilessly, follows them to the one kid's house, and the mom pulls a shotgun on him.
Whoa, I'll have to see that again.
They dump paint on him.
Mike and I were just laughing off air about how we are the Dazed and Confused generation.
Yeah, we really are. We're like a year or two below the protagonist of that film. So it's the same.
We're old enough that that's not scene. Retro. That's just what the world was.
Yeah.
I just grew up in that.
Yeah.
I just grew up in that. I love the scene where it's just a passing moment, but there's a car. I don't even remember where it is in the plot, but there's a sort of car that pulls up into a parking lot, and just for a moment you can hear the radio playing. Do you remember this? And it's Highway Star.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's that section just before the keyboard comes in Highway to Star Wars building up.
Yeah.
And my ears are like, oh, man, it's going to be... And then they turn it off.
Yeah. The soundtrack of that album is amazing.
Yeah.
It's they have two songs by Black Oak Arkansas in that movie.
Whoa.
Two. I mean...
Damn, I couldn't give you one.
I know. Well, I feel hurt, but that's why I'm here.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. We talked about how we're from that generation.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching the commentary. I was watching it with the commentary, and Richard Linklater.
Oh, I forgot to bring you your movie. I'm so sorry. I was supposed to give you a movie back.
Bastard.
Sorry. Next time.
Linklater's like, you know, people would come up to me and say, hey, man, that was exactly how I grew up. And he's like, what? You grew up in Texas in, you know, the 1970s? Like, this has nothing to do with you grew up. Like, he had no idea how common
wow.
a scene he depicted. Because it's exactly what my childhood was in Northeast Philly.
I was there, you know, in D.C.
Pickup trucks. And, yep. you know, instead of the local drive-in, it was a McDonald's. And there was the strip mall that you drove around. And everybody had cars.
Yep, and the Aerosmith concert's coming up. And who's going to get the tickets?
And climbing the tower and the kegs
climbing
in the woods.
Climbing the tower, and the loser who's hanging out at the bar. He's a little too old to be hitting on the girls. That guy's kind of creepy.
Yeah, like he honestly did not realize how common all those elements were.
That's really funny.
And his recreation of it really struck a chord. Obviously, it was an incredibly popular movie.
That's really funny. I couldn't even have told you it was in Texas, because in my mind it was just, oh, this is Maryland, D.C. Yeah. This is my whole experience.
Not Austin, Texas. That's where he grew up.
How funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fact that he would argue with a fan, like pointing that out. It's like, no, it isn't. But I digress.
Have you seen Mustache Impossible?
No, I can't see any Tom Cruise movies.
Really
good. I can't. I'm
it's
sorry.
Really good.
I'm sorry.
I don't like Tom Cruise either, but it's quite a fun, exciting, action-packed, nonstop movie.
Well, you know what? I went to see Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
Which I'm a big fan of.
Deadpool 1, I laughed so loud, it was socially inappropriate for me to be laughing
at
that.
Yeah, awesome. So, Deadpool 2, great movie, really enjoyed it. We saw four trailers. Three of the four trailers were action movies that literally had, each one had a guy falling over the top, going over the handlebars of a motorcycle.
Okay.
And a car chase around the Arc of Triomphe.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Yeah. So you're saying that these are not original?
Yeah. One it was like the CIA and uranium. One it was terrorists and diamonds. And one it was... But it was the same freaking movie.
Well, yeah.
One of which was Mission Impossible. And I'm like...
That's Mustache Impossible.
Yeah. I just can't do it. And Tom Cruise hasn't acted since Risky Business,
in my opinion. Sure. Yes. And the first 20 minutes of War of the Worlds is good. But the rest of it, no. But yeah, okay, all right. You will need to play along with every cliche.
But
if you're not willing to do that,
I can't.
Okay, then you won't want to go to what I saw this shoot 'em up, Cops and Robbers, the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the best I have ever seen, and it's nothing but all of those cliches. But somehow it just feels entirely fresh.
What's it called?
It was called Den of Thieves.
Oh.
Keep an eye out for Den of Thieves, the guy who was in Tonight We Dine in Hell. That guy.
Yeah.
Is the lead cop.
Awesome.
He's a cop on the edge.
Right,
right. His life is falling apart, and he just gets it done his way, and his team of, right, you know, is the team of cops, are they any different than the gangs that they're shooting up? And,
right.
You know, where is the line? All that kind of stuff. But it's freaking intense. There's this, at one point our characters get stuck in LA traffic, and they have a shootout in a traffic jam where people are like firing through the windows of cars. It's just
awesome.
Really like, oh my God, my gut is clenching while I'm watching all this action.
You know, from what you describe, you should check out a film that's actually called Shoot 'Em Up.
Shoot 'Em Up.
Yeah, and it sounds like a very similar thing. I remember, I can't tell you anything about the movie, but when I saw it, I'm like, the gun firing never stopped for like an hour and a half. It's scene after scene after scene of like ridiculous amounts of gunplay.
Non-stop exploding.
Shoot 'em up.
Tom Cruise running. No, I guess you won't do that.
Yeah, with his tie hitting him in the face. What movie was that? It was one of his.
I don't remember.
Ugh, Tom Cruise.
I don't remember. So do you get the Mustache Impossible joke?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. I just choose not to.
You choose not to refer to it. Because that guy, the guy who plays Superman, whatever his name is, actually, pretty good.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it from those crappy Ben Affleck Batman Superman movies, in which that's how my brain got to Mission Impossible.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the guy who plays Superman there had this mustache that they had to digitally remove. It's just, those movies are just awful.
Mustache Impossible has Simon Pegg in it, right? As the comic relief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't have come up with that name, but yes.
Yeah, him I love. He's great.
Yeah.
Supposedly his deal is he does the major Hollywood films so he can go back to the UK and make his own little understated weird comedies.
Okay.
Yeah, like Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, that was that guy.
Yeah, Run Fat Boy Run is another one.
I don't know that one.
Hot Fuzz.
I remember Hot Fuzz, yes.
Yeah, same. Yeah, they're all Simon Pegg.
There you go.
And he like has his little crew of people that he makes movies with, so he goes to Hollywood, gets paid ridiculous amounts of money for 5 minutes of screen time with Tom Cruise, and then goes back to the UK and makes really wonderful movies.
Well, he's got a good screen vibe.
Oh, yeah, he totally does. Yeah. He totally does.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
So, three songs by Armageddon.
Yes. And
our theme is bands that steal each other's names and just keep saying the same thing over and over.
Or spontaneous
combustion.
Creation. All right. So, with those, what do you think the next classic rock sounding name that would show up would be?
Okay. Give me two guesses.
It's an animal.
Demon and 11 Children.
No, that's an album.
It's an album. Okay.
Band names.
Band classic names, rock. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
That's not an animal.
It's an animal. I'm going to say, you already did spiders. Scorpions?
No, but that
snake? Some kind of snake? No. White snake? Let's see. Great White?
No. More classic rock than that.
Give me
when you hear the name of this animal, you'll be like, of course.
Is it a land animal?
Yes, it is.
Is it a predator?
No.
It is not a... It's not a predator. It's a land animal.
Land animal that you can ride.
That you can ride.
Yeah. It's classic rock, land animal, you can ride.
Giant snake.
No.
Tree sloth.
Nope.
Land animal.
And, okay, more clues.
Okay.
Both the bands I'm going to play are from the UK.
Donkey.
No.
Winged horse.
Close, but no cigar.
Close?
No.
Flying horse is not close.
Not at all.
All right, a land animal that I can ride.
Yes,
it's not
you
a donkey
can.
Or a horse.
Nope.
It's not a bear. I couldn't ride one of those. Yep. It's not like giant caterpillar. That's no land animal that I could ride. You could ride. I don't know. I give up.
Camel.
Of course it's a freaking camel.
All right, so with that being said, I have two bands named Camel. One is from the UK from 69. They were sort of a rock kind of guy. And then there was another Camel from the UK in the mid-70s who were more of a proggy kind of thing.
Ooh, I like prog.
Yeah, so you will dig one of these.
Okay.
All right, so without any further ado, Classic Rock Mind, WMFO, Camel.
the snowflake falling down, 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 down. I close my eyes, inside my head I stop, all helpless to the ground. Down, 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 down. Oh yeah. Smoke rings around me and bright sparks of fire flash by as I go. I got the feeling and it takes me higher than I'll ever know. Go, 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 go.
Liking it.
Yeah, a little touch of Prague in the night.
I'm liking it. I was Prague always worked for me. I was just saying to Mike, it's complicated stuff if you are an instrumentalist. It's easy to make fun of Prague now that its day has come and gone, but if you're a player of any sort, you recognize it's actually very difficult to produce.
That was Camel from 74 in the UK. We heard Free Fall off the Mirage album.
Mirage.
The album cover of which is a parody of Camel cigarettes, I'd say.
I think that's a ripoff of Camel cigarettes.
Yeah, okay. So it looks like a pack of Camel cigarettes.
Yeah.
Before that... A wonderful interpretation of Pinball Wizard.
Oh, that was so fine.
By Camel, yeah. From the UK in 1969.
It's also just such a fresh idea.
Oh, yeah.
Who has ever heard of this song, Pinball Wizard by The Who? I mean, talk about deep tracks.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if you're going to cover a classic, you got to do it better. And which they do.
Which they clearly do.
Oy.
There's so few instances of somebody covering something at that level of success and doing anything with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can think of maybe one or two. Tops.
Yeah, unless you do like a radical reinterpretation.
Yeah, just don't go there.
Yeah,
you can't. You can't cover The Who, and if you're going to do it, you don't freaking do Pinball Wizard. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. But I did like the Prague piece.
Cool. Well, let me just say this. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine,
yes,
on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We are together for another hour, gang, and then Bubbles in the Think Tank comes in, which is 2 hours of the two of the silliest hours you will experience in your lifetime.
It's a quality show.
So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Mike Conway. My special DJ guest tonight,
Borgo Pass.
Borgo Pass is sitting in with me.
Yes. Well, and we, I get it.
Yeah. What was the best prog band ever?
Known prog or obscure prog? Because I now know, like, all kinds of prog bands no one else knows.
You can go obscure.
Obscure. I really like a band out of Germany called Eloy. E-L-O-Y.
E-L-O-Y, okay.
Yeah, named themselves after the race of people.
The Morlocks and the Eloys.
Yeah, the Eloys.
Wow.
Which in the movie, it's spelled E-L-O-I.
Right.
The band is spelled E-L-O-Y.
They're just stoned and didn't know how to spell it? Or?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but here's the thing. In the movie, the Eloy have no written language.
You can spell it anywhere.
You can spell it any way you want.
Morlocks would probably be kind of cooler. But,
yeah. Yeah, it would certainly be sort of a heavier thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Eloy were cool. They started out a guitar-driven sort of prog thing and then became more of a symphonic prog thing, and I think they're still together.
Really?
Like, they've been around since the, I want to say, early 70s.
Wow.
Never made it out.